Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boston's Christmas Station. Magic 106.7. It's a fabulous time of year. You know what? My biggest problem this time of year is what I might get my wife for Christmas. Trying to nail down what she really wants. That around this time of year, I've been happily married for many, many years, as I assume you have been, Sue.
Yeah. Right? No, it's not an issue really for people, long-time partners, but I think for people who are newly dating, yeah. Patrick.
6 months. That's not new.
That's new. 6 months is new.
Okay. And put it this way. If it's the first holiday season for the relationship, no matter how long it's been going on,
which it is,
right?
Yes,
it can be a really dicey time.
It's a telling time because it goes one way or the other. There's no middle road. Either it ramps up and now you're like bona fide couple. You've met the family at Christmas. Mm-hmm. You've gotten each other gifts, and it becomes that. Or people are like, not happening.
Let's wrap it. In fact, this is the week.
Literally,
this is the week. Like today, this week.
Oh,
because
that's
it's the
right.
end of November. It's you do not want to go into December in a relationship that you know is not going to last through
right.
the holidays.
Because right.
there's gifts, there's holiday parties, there's all that stuff that you're going to have to do with
right.
the partner
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
you know you don't want to do because the relationship is doomed.
But
is that
Patrick,
a fair statement?
But Patrick's partner has now met the family at Thanksgiving, so we've kind of cleared that first hurdle, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And he said it went well.
So well. He was more social with my family than I was social with my family. It was like, hello, still here.
But yes. For both of you, was it like, oh, my God, here comes Thanksgiving. You're going to meet the family,
we were nervous because we weren't sure, you know, how many people would like it. Well, I knew everyone would like it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's, like, super shy at first. But, you know, after a few glasses of wine, he kind of opened up.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I love is Patrick's like, he spent the entire day with my grandmother. I'm like, he is a smart man because
he
if you've
did.
Got grandma's approval,
yeah, you're in.
Yeah, you are in.
Oh, whole
he's
day.
So in now.
I know.
So in.
So.
That's great. Have
Thanks,
you ever
Nana.
Been in a relationship where you had to break it up before Christmas or you go... Or you've been broken up with before Christmas because you know that they just didn't want to get you a gift or didn't want to do the thing. No, I'm serious. Why do you make a face? I'm serious about that.
I think that's... I know, that sounds so cold to me. Like, you break up with somebody because you don't want to get them a gift?
Well, it's not just spending money on a gift.
Well, you don't like the person very much if you're willing to break up with them because you don't want to get them a gift. Let's be honest.
Well, it isn't... I don't think it's just the cost of the gift. I think it's what that means. If
right.
you buy somebody a gift at Christmas, it means I'm investing.
Right. Again, you don't like them.
That much
because
going.
You don't want to invest
right.
in
or they're just not the one. I mean,
right.
you could like them. You just decide, nah, it's not this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So this is telltale. And it's so funny that you mentioned that because I think there is a day, and it might be this coming Monday, that's mm-hmm. like the biggest breakup day of the year
yeah.
because
oh,
the holidays are coming and everybody just kind of jumps ship or, you know, it's in
that.
Or out.
I love that.
It's in or out.
Fish or cut bait, baby.
Yeah.
Save yourselves.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
Exactly.
Has this happened to you or are you somebody that's, maybe you're planning this week. Maybe you're planning to, you know, free up some time. 617-931-1067. We'd like to hear about it a little bit.
Hey, my name is Sarah. I'm calling about the Christmas time breakup.
Yeah, did you get broken up with or did you let somebody go?
I got broken up with after we exchanged gifts while I was at his family's house.
Wait, what?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was, like, on Christmas. I was at his family's house. We exchanged gifts, and then, like, he brought me in the other room and was like, we're breaking up. And I was like,
oh,
okay.
That's
so cruel.
We're going to need this guy's name. No, I'm just kidding. We don't need his name.
Why on earth would he bring you to the house, exchange a gift with you, and then break up with you? That just seems so backwards
I don't know,
to me.
He has, like, 27 cousins, and they were all there, and it was just a sick affair. And
then how did you leave the house?
That's what I was going to add. Like, did you come in separate cars? Did you have to leave together? What?
I was a teenager, so I couldn't leave. I didn't drive yet.
Ugh. Oh, my God. So now you have to just, like, stay for the rest of the party?
Yes, basically. So I went and hung out with some of his cousins and just acted like everything was normal until I got picked up.
Did you recover? I mean, are you in a relationship now? Have you moved on?
Oh, yeah. It's been like 10 years or so. I'm engaged now.
Okay. Oh, good. And what happened to that guy? Have you checked in on him?
Last I checked, and his relationships weren't going well, but his career was. So good for him. Move on.
You're a better person than I am, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Great story. Hey, have a great Christmas, okay?
Yes, thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, Magic. Good morning. What happened? You got a breakup story for the holidays?
Oh, yeah. 45 years ago. So we're going way back to 1971.
Okay.
I happened to be dating two guys, one from my neighborhood and one from another town.
Okay.
Both servicemen, just from home from Vietnam. It could have gone either way. I chose my neighborhood guy because we had a little bit more in common.
Yeah.
And we've been together for 45 years. But it was December 1st. And I'll never forget the date. Every time December 1st rolls around, I'm like, oh.
You think of this other guy.
Yeah. Once in a year.
So you dumped out of town boy for
a
neighborhood
veteran, no
boy.
Less. Yeah. A military guy.
Out of town boy, yeah. The out of town boy I broke up with.
And how did he take it?
The weather was just like today, sunny and bright, cold.
Sounds like you're still carrying a torch for this guy.
Oh, I don't know.
That no, sounds definitely like you're carrying a torch. Have you checked in on Facebook to find the guy?
No, I don't.
She doesn't dare.
Yeah, afraid what will happen.
There's some fear, yeah.
But you've been married, you've been together for 45 years with Bachelor number one.
Yeah, it sounds like you made a good choice then.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Perfect match.
Yeah. Have a great holiday.
Take care. I love the Christmas music early, by the way. Thank you.
Love to hear it.
Take care. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.